But let me share with you a little bit about what the Songs of Psalms is. It's a love story between God and His creation, is really what it is. I love you, someone whispers, but what does that mean? What's she trying to say? What is love anyway? If someone asked you to define love, what would you say? In our day and time, love is just tossed around loosely and sometimes even too casually. The phrase, I love you, can now mean I have feelings for you, I admire you, or I want to go to bed with you. But the Song of Songs reminds us of the true meaning of marital love as God intended it. You see, real love in the context of marriage is a rock solid, unwavering, and underlying commitment to care for, to enjoy, and to build up your mate. Within the security of the total commitment of intimacy and vulnerability. The keys to excitement and fulfillment in marriage as a chance to grow and flourish. But our modern society has confused love. Motion pictures, TV productions portray love as a man meets a woman and they're physically attracted to each other and they have sex and they enjoy each other's company for a time and then they get tired of each other and split up, leaving behind two hurt people. Often, some sad, devastated children are involved. Sex without marriage and commitment to love makes you very vulnerable without the undergirding support of trust. It feels good, but it's cheap because it's based on a fleeting feeling and not a deep commitment. It destroys trust. Now, the writer of the Song of Songs suggests a different set of events. First comes loving commitment, then marriage, then sexual intimacy. Commitment and trust are the foundational stones of a wonderful, romantic, intimate and fulfilling marriage. They give you the freedom to grow and to explore your relationship without fear of rejection or abandonment. And they are the ingredients of true love. In this book's beautiful example of marriage and love, the writer also gives us a picture of our relationship with God. In the same way that commitment is necessary for the most fulfilling marriage, it's also a complete devotion which makes it necessary for the love between God and His people. And anything that becomes more important than God, anything that we do becomes more important than the intimate and sinful ways, in a sense of adulterous affair that breaks a trusting relationship between God and us. So the Song of Songs teach us commitment at the heart of the most intimate of all relationships. A person in God, and the most intimate human relationship is a husband and a wife. Now, the Song of Songs is very interesting. It's a wedding song, basically. It's a love story affirming the sanctity of marriage, and it gives a picture of God's love for His people. Most likely, 99.9%, it was written by Solomon. The key dates were probably 970 to 960 BC, but this is interesting. The Jewish people in the Song of Songs, they often read it during the Passover celebration, Israel's most significant festival of the year. So I wanted to share that with you because a lot of times we look at scriptures and we say, wonder why in the Samuel is that in the scriptures? But it's a reason and a purpose. It's wonderful. In the new little children's book here, in part of Song of Songs, they talk about the man talked about the woman have beautiful white teeth like the sheep, and it explains that in the kids' one version of why that is used. So it's really neat. So.